KJO time, 9:40. We're at a perfect 51 degrees here in Southeast Grants Pass. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And you know, Javier, when we have little phone patch difficulties, it just makes it a better introduction for you. How are you, sir?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. I do have my wife here with me as well, Shannon.
Well, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I know that all of us are doing well here. And thank you for being coming to the community and joining us as well. We really appreciate it. I know you've got a long stand with your passion and commitment to bringing marriages both back and sustaining them. And looking forward to your visit here. Would you tell us a little bit about your background and what we're about to enjoy here coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate that. So we are 24/7 marriage, and we have been running this marriage ministry for about 13 years. And with a background in counseling and coaching, our work has been in that area, after pastoring for 13 years. So we have worked with couples, through various seasons of marriage. About 3 years ago, we made a shift in how we were doing some of the work, and we actually took the work of 24/7 marriage on the road across the country. So like a band would go on tour, we actually have been traveling the country, doing marriage boot camps and marriage workshops, as we're going to be doing here at Edgewater, producing content and resources, speaking at conferences. So a little bit unique in that way, our team kind of spread out across the U.S., but we are actually traveling the country, doing this work and really bringing the work that we're doing right to where the need is at within each, state and within each community. So it's been pretty amazing seeing, what's been taking place with marriages and the restoration and, all that we're seeing. It's been pretty incredible.
Well, that's a perfect analogy. Band on the run is what you are. And we thank you for doing that. Now, I know you have a calling because that's where it always starts. And so when did this begin for you?
So I think it's one of these things where it almost chooses you more than you choose it.
Yes.
But first began quite a while ago. We've been married for 31 years. And the common thread that was always weaving through a lot of the work that we were doing within church and the work we were doing in counseling was always moving towards marriage.
Sure.
And so for us, this has been birthed out of where we have been, what we have experienced, what we have learned, and we believe that's the most powerful way to be able to the minister as we have been. And so it comes from where we have been.
Yeah.
But it's been, the ministry about 13 years, but we've been doing the work, it's probably been about 20-plus years now. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I would say you're seasoned then. But to stay together and do that, I'm sure you had your challenges along the way. And I know you're learning and giving that knowledge experience from your own. And having being someone who had lost a marriage at one time in my life, know how important that might have been at the time. And certainly we have regrets when those things happen. I never intended for it to happen. But I, for one, will speak for you and say I know how important that is to sustain that life commitment, if at all possible. And anything you're doing, I know will be, I think the Lord will bless you for it. And I'm going to call
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, and we really do agree with you. We believe that marriage has a generational impact. And is it easy? Absolutely not.
No.
Can we make it hard? We can. But we believe that when you've got two individuals who are submitted to God first and as we believe and to one another, that there can be hope, there can be healing, there can be restoration, but it does take the work that we have to put into it. And so a lot of what we do and what we'll do here at Edgewater is really teaching the foundational principles of marriage, the mindset shifts that have to exist within marriage to be able to build a healthy marriage that does have a generational impact, and points people to God. So that's really what we love to do. We're not always about here's 5 points to better communication, which is great. But what are the core foundational pieces we have to put into place?
Absolutely.
That will help us build a marriage that is thriving, that is lasting, and that images God.
That's exactly right. And you're going to have me say amen, but I want everybody else to be able to say that too. And if you're curious, if they're out there being curious, saying, oh, God, here comes another marriage counseling thing, it feels to me like it's dynamic and real and will bring people in and have their hearts engaged rather than just a seminar kind of thing. And I think that's a key. I feel it from your passion together. And I want the lady to give me her feelings on the man. What do you think about your man there?
Oh, well, I think the biggest mindset shift that I've had personally that's changed our marriage and really launched it into a thriving marriage is that the biggest mindset shift you can have is that you get to in marriage, you don't have to. So we believe that in marriage you get to. And I get to serve him. I get to love him. I get to be his biggest cheerleader. I get to be his partner in everything that we do. I don't have to do those things, but I get to. And when my attitude changes on the outlook of things, it makes how I approach marriage and I approach our everyday interactions a lot different.
Oh, that was good. I'm going to keep that myself. What do you think of that, Javier?
We that's kind of been the premise for how we operate in this, that mindset shift of, no, I get
that.
To do this.
That is so
there
good.
Are so many moments in marriage where it is difficult, and moments and seasons that we come into that were unexpected, whether it be an illness, a loss of a job, or difficulty in finances, whatever it may be. And so for me, that her, how she loves and pursues me has radically shifted who I am. But also, I learned that we get to be two servants who are in love, two servants who are in pursuit of one another. And it's a daily dying to myself. And that is hard because I can be selfish. I like my stuff. I like to do the things I love to do.
Right there with you, brother.
But we recognize and we get to serve and give ourselves on behalf of the other person and die to ourselves on a daily basis in pursuit of the other. And that's a lot of what we will talk about, just core, what we call the minimalist marriage, which are core principles that we believe when you put them into place in your marriage, they begin to impact every other area. And I think when that begins to happen, then we can begin then, like I said before, to come to a place of honoring one another, because we recognize that we can be devoted in our marriage. We can desire to have this healthy, strong marriage, but we have to be devoted. But desire and devotion are not the same thing. And so we have to be committed to that and put in the work to do that on a daily basis.
That's perfectly said. But here's what I feel from both of you. I feel your love. And I think that's going to be your most powerful witness when you conduct this gathering. And it will be a sharing, a gathering, and an empowering. I can feel all of that. But I love feeling the love for both of you. So it's a privilege for me to have you here right now doing just that.
No, we appreciate your time,
Thank
Tom,
you so
very much.
Much.
We do.
You're so welcome. And let's give them the skinny on when, where. We know it's at Edgewater, and it is coming up when?
It is coming up on May the 4th. And it is happening at 8:30 to about 12:30. And it'll be a great opportunity. There's a number of sessions in there. We keep it interactive, so people are interacting with one another, with with their spouse.
Right.
And it's very practical. We're going to put things into work. Edgewater is charging $30 per couple, which is very minimal, and that's great.
It is.
Always believe you should have a small at least an investment into your marriage.
You bet.
At Edgewater Church, 8:30 on May the 4th. And
they
can register at edgewaterfellowship.com.
So appreciate that. That's the way we do
it. .org, forgive me.
That's all right. They'd figure it out in a hurry.
Yes.
There's a lot of helpers when you hit the internet. The good kind.
Yeah, and they're also welcome to, if they're on social media, they can go to 24/7 Marriage at 247 Marriage on social media, Instagram, and we have links in there as well. And they can also see a little bit more about the work that we do and the content we put out there.
That's an excellent contact point, and we'll be following up on that. Just so you know, I won't just close the phone here and say, see ya. We're going to follow up and make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to meet you and glean from your own experience. And, of course, the love will be shared there. I'm certain of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. God bless you, too, for what you do. In Jesus' name and beyond what I can bless, I want him to bless you. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Tom.
Bless you. We look forward to it.
I look forward to meeting both of you, too. When you get into town, if we have time, let's come on here on the radio live and talk a little bit just before your program. If you have time, that's an invite. I'll keep it.
Oh, love it.
We would love to do that.
All right, sir. All right. Bless you again. Thanks for the visit.
Bless you. All right. Thank you.
Made my day. Bye-bye, you two. Javier and Shannon, and they will be here, and I will, yes, keep that appointment. Thanks for hanging in here. Remember that link at 247marriage.com or org? I think it was .org, but EdgewaterChristianFellowship.org, where you can get a connection there. $30 per couple. And, hey, I'll put up the $30 if there's a couple that wants to go. I mean that.
Integrity.